On Carleton College Week, are you the survivor of a bias incident? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeffrey Schneider, associate professor in the Department of Educational Studies, discusses the implications of an increase in reporting.
What do an affirmative action bake sale, a snow phallus, and Trump's Build a Wall slogan have in common? They are all instances of alleged campus bias incidents. So-called bias response teams now adjudicate bias incident complaints at more than 230 colleges and universities across the country. They define a bias incident as conduct targeted against an individual or group based upon actual or perceived identity characteristics. These characteristics range from race, class, and gender to age, height, and weight. Incidents of bias, importantly, are not criminal acts. They may be intentional or unintentional. Examples include telling ethnic jokes, using language that objectifies women, and making disparaging comments about someone else's political beliefs. Bias response teams are meant to promote safe and inclusive campus environments, especially for historically marginalized and underrepresented demographic groups, such as students of color, immigrants, and members of the LGBTQ community. They operate on the assumption that words have enormous power to cause psychological harm and emotional distress. The feelings, then, of the self-described victims of reported bias incidents are of paramount concern. And who are the victims? In short, everybody. Students of all ethno-racial backgrounds, sexual orientations, political persuasions, religious affiliations, and so on, submit bias complaints. Consider these cases. A black student reported that seeing a Confederate flag on campus was deeply upsetting. A conservative student said witnessing the demolition of a Donald Trump pinata generated acute discomfort. An Italian-American student complained that a poster advertising a college mafia game was extremely offensive and could result in harassment of Italian-American students on campus. When students of every imaginable background claim to experience bias, it can be hard to tell who is really suffering.
That was Jeffrey Schneider of Carleton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.